Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Roshni, the moderator for your conference call today. We welcome you to Pfizer's second quarter results conference call. We have with us today Mr. Kevin Hunter, Managing Director, Mr. S. Sridhar, Finance Director, and Mr. Pradeep Nair, Company Secretary. At this moment, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. S. Sridhar. Over to you, sir.
Yes, Sridhar, please. Very good afternoon to all of you. This is Kevin Hunter here. We have our new Finance Director, Sridhar, today with us. I will turn over to Sridhar to take you through the financials for the quarter. Sridhar?
Good afternoon. Welcome. Before I get the financials, just a quick overview of the industry for April 2008 MAT. The industry has grown around 14.7% as per the SSA MAT results for April 2008, predominantly driven by the Indian companies, which have grown at 15.8%, and the MNCs at 10.7%. The growth is primarily driven by volumes and new introductions. That's where the overall industry is. As far as our performance is concerned, for the quarter two, we registered an NSV of about 104 crores, which though looks like a -1% degrowth over the same period last quarter. We had actually divested four of our brands, consumer health brands, to Johnson & Johnson. If you were to do an apples-to-apples comparison, the underlying growth will be 9% for the quarter. YTD, it looks like -2% will translate to +7% in terms of net sales. It's also backed up by strong, the 9% growth is reflected by 6% coming from price and about 3% coming in from volume for the quarter, and about 4.3% in terms of price and 2.6% in terms of volume for the half one. We have launched about three new products in quarter two, cefiderocol, Cortex-T, and we also launched an animal health product, Cantel. They have given us a revenue of about 7.7 crores in quarter two, which is about close to 5% of our NSV for this quarter. In terms of our brand performance, the key brands of Beyconsa and Cortex continue to have the number one rank. This is based on the SSA data MAT for April 2008. Beyconsa continues to have 24% market share and Cortex about 14% market share. Most of our brands are in number one and two rank for the pharma segment. In terms of our some of the brands in pharma, we have actually done better than the competition in terms of the same therapeutic area we compare. For example, Cortex, we are on 8%. Beyconsa, Magnex, Amlogard, everything is better than our market performance. In terms of segment, pharmaceutical, we have grown about 7% for this quarter, with Cortex at 10% growth and 3% in terms of Beyconsa. These are two, three brands have grown there. Lyrica is doing well at a 36% growth. Chantix is registering a decent growth in the last few months as new launch. For the half year performance in terms of pharma, we registered a 4% growth with Cortex at a 5% growth and Beyconsa at 1% growth for half one. The brands like Lyrica has registered a 42% growth in the half one.
Excluding the brand sales for the pharma.
This is only pharma. This is only pharma. This is only pharma. In terms of the consumer health, excluding the four products which we transferred to Johnson & Johnson, for the quarter, we registered a 15% growth. It's very significant with brands like Gelusil, Feradol, and Waterbury doing pretty well. Nebivolol is also doing very good growth in the last quarter, actually grown 165% in the last three months. At a YTD level, these brands, consumer health brands, what we're retaining, have logged on a 17% growth, with again, Feradol doing pretty well at 13%. The animal health also continues to do pretty well. for the quarter, we are logged on 12% growth for this quarter, and YTD, we are logged on 15% growth. So overall, all three divisions of pharma, consumer health, and animal health logging on a pretty good growth in the quarter two. In terms of moving on to the other income and operating other income, we have logged on, if you want to really do apples to apple comparison, stripping off all the interest income and sale of brands, etc., we have logged on a 16.5% growth in other income for this quarter and about 6.2% growth for half one. The major factor driving it is the rental income. We get some rental income, we get some clinical research and service income for doing all the support services. In terms of total expenditure for Q2, on an absolute amount, quarter to quarter, there's a decrease of about minus 2.3% in terms of absolute amount of expense or total expenditure, and minus 1.6 for H1. If you were to strip out the effect of the consumer health on a underlying growth, is about 4% increase in expense and about 5% increase in for the full year. If you look at it, I explained to you the NSP is up 9%, whereas your expense is only about 4%. So it's a pretty good gearing ratio we're having in terms of our profit flowing in. So material consumption is about 34% of sales, which is about 3 or 4 percentage points below same quarter last year on account of better product mix we have got in this quarter. That is giving a significant flow through into the profit. The personal cost, it looks like 16% up for the quarter and the 10% YTD. This is normally driven by adoption of the Accounting Standard 15 on retirement benefits by the company effective 1st December. The salary increments were given in April, so this quarter has a one-time impact of actual valuation impact coming in this quarter. Hence, your salary cost is looking like a 16% increase. Otherwise, if you were to strip off this increases, we actually minus 2% in terms of our staff costs for the quarter. The manufacturing other expenses are doing pretty well. It's about 0.6% growth increase versus the same period last year, and a YTD at a 2%. In terms of our tax effective rate for the quarter, it is about 13.8%, and for quarter two of last year was 19.6%. This is primarily driven by income in terms of capital gains we received on sale of our Chandigarh plant, hence the effective rate last quarter was lower. And our YTD level effective rate is 27.4% for this for half one versus 21.6% for the same period last year. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Sridhar. I just want to touch upon the IMS data. There has been some sort of uncertainty in the data that has been churned out by IMS. And the two types of data they give is one as to stockist sales and from stockist sales to the retailers. And we're seeing an extreme movement in many occasions in both this data. Reality it moved from, let's say, 11% to move down to 7% and so on and so forth. If you take a realistic view of what the pharma growth is, to my mind, it's anywhere between 7 to 9%. So that's the growth, I think, of what the pharma companies are doing. The major impact going forward is going to definitely be the inflation is going to hit a lot of companies. And the pharmaceutical company, basically the shortages of raw materials and the cost of inputs, particularly from bulk, from China, is going to hit the P&L badly in the next two quarters. Just to give you an example, the vitamin C is gone up from 350 rupees per kg to something like 2,400 rupees per kg. And the story is continues with other products. So this is one area where really the next two quarters there would be pressure on margins, and both in terms of logistic costs and both in terms of input costs. The other things on the environment is nothing much has moved with the group of ministers on pricing. So the matter is still as it was in the last quarter. there's no much movement on data exclusivity also, and it remains as it is. The only thing is that the drug authorities, or the FDA or the DCGI, is getting more streamlined, and we want to see some type of guidelines issues on patented products. Beyond that, I don't think so. There's much has happened. So the bottom line is we have improved our margins, we have improved our growth, both in terms of margins and growth. There has been improvement in this quarter if you compare it on a like-to-like basis. But going forward, there is definitely going to be pressure on margins. But we are hopeful there would be good upside on the sales. However, when the inflation goes beyond a certain level, let's say 8 to 9, two things happen with pharmaceutical industry. A, normally the nutritional products will get first hit very badly. People stop using nutritional products. B is people use a lot shorter duration for the treatment. If the medicine says for, let's say, 5 days, they use only for 3 days. So it's going to be a pressure on top line, but we are not going to reduce our spend on the top line, and very hopeful to really increase our reach and volumes. So that's it, and now we can take some questions from you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the live question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your push button phone and await your turn to ask the question when guided by your facilitator. If your question has been answered before your turn and you wish to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing the hash key. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star and 1 now. We have a first question from Mr. Kaushik Poddar, KB Capital Markets. Mr. Poddar, please go ahead.
In the segmental accounting, in the capital employed section, unallocated is 721 crores. Is that what is lying in the bank in the form of cash? And if that be so, how do you plan to utilize that money?
Yeah, it's just cash. We are looking at, as I mentioned it last time also, we are looking at opportunities in the marketplace. And we strongly feel there would be some opportunities as we go along with either in terms of licensing, acquisition, and so on and so forth. The other thing is we are also trying to see as to how do we leverage the spend that we have in terms of our marketing spend. And going forward, maybe down the road, we will require some cash in case we need our own premises to run an outlet in India.
And another thing, you said that you will be having a focus on top line and all this. Can you expect a double-digit growth for the next half?
We already have double-digit growth in two businesses, like, for example, we already have double business in consumer health business and the double-digit growth in animal health business.
Right. Overall, I'm talking about.
We did have some issues with the trade and our systems, and therefore which impacted our pharmaceutical business. We are very hopeful that we will turn around this, and it's grown at about 4% right now, and we need to really take this business at the higher level to actually end up into a double-digit growth.
That's cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Poddar, for your question. Next in line is Ms. Daisya Gandhi from Dalmia Securities. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hello. So this is Divya. I just would like to know, what is the revenue contribution of Chantix in current quarter in number, and what is the percentage of selling and distribution incurred on the product? And the second question about your consumption of raw material has gone substantially. The cost of consumption of raw material has gone up substantially. I would like to know what is the percentage impact of increase in raw material prices due to rupee depreciation. Can you explain, sir?
Yeah, in terms of our Chantix performance for the quarter. We have had about a revenue of about 1 crore rupees, out of about 7.7 crores. So about 12.8% is our contribution of Chantix in terms of this quarter itself.
Okay.
Okay. What are the next, second question? Sorry, I missed the second question.
Yes, second question is about the increase in cost of raw material.
Yeah.
What is the contribution of rupee depreciation there in percentage terms?
See, it's not impacted us in this quarter, in quarter two. We are evaluating that impact in quarter three because the appreciation happened only now in terms of dollar. But I think in terms of the total volume also, our domestic products have far more higher salience than imported products. So we, I don't think we'll have such a major impact in terms of our rupee depreciation in going forward also.
So in that case, what goes is, it means there is an overall increase in cost of raw material otherwise.
See,
I don't think there is an increase in raw material cost.
Yeah.
If you see the manufacturing cost, the percentage is a come down a lot. So actually, we are much better off there.
If you see our realization, price realization is much more higher than the much higher.
Right.
Therefore, we are able to mitigate any of our increases. We haven't had any major increase in terms of our cost so much to impact our revenues.
So in that case, you refer to your statement, the consumption of raw material item 4B is shown as 4,281 lakhs, instead of 1594 lakhs in the previous quarter.
Yeah. No, you have to read the first two lines together, which is increase, decrease in stock
size
and consumption.
Okay.
If you look at the overall level, you will not find any much increase in terms of consumption level at all.
Absolutely. If you look at quarter to quarter one, the material cost percentage, is this quarter is about 33%, as compared to previous quarter, which previous year's quarter, which was about 38%. In fact, there's a 5 percentage point decrease. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Gandhi, for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, you're requested to press star and 1 now. Participants who wish to ask any questions may please press star and 1 on your push button phones. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star and 1. We have a next question from Mr. Kaushik Poddar, KB Capital Markets. Mr. Poddar, please go ahead.
Are you planning any new introduction in the next this half?
We're planning to launch two new products.
Okay.
And this will be in the month of July. One in the anti-infective sector and the other in TVS.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Roshni, if there are no more questions, are there any more questions? Just check.
Certainly. We have another question from Mr. Praful Bakliwala.
Hi, this is Praful from BNK Securities. Just wanted to know how much would be the rental income in the other income component?
Yeah. How much? In terms of rental income for this quarter is about 3.4 crores.
Okay.
And the last year quarter was 1.75 crores.
Yeah. Okay. So if I get correctly, out of 21 crores, it's 3.4 crore of rental income. And the remaining would be?
No, the rental income is 2 crores. Of 3.4 crores, rental income is 2 crores. I said total rental, other income is 3.4 crores. The rental is 2 crores for the quarter.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Mr. Prabhu?
Hello?
Would you like to ask any further questions?
No, that's it.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star and one now. We have a next question from Ms. Divya Gandhi.
Hi, sir. Again, on would you like to? I mean, would you repeat the new products introduced during the quarter, please?
What has been already introduced?
Yes, sir.
We have introduced Champex.
Yeah.
We introduced Corex T, and we introduced Cyclocapron.
Okay. And in terms of revenue. Except Champex, the other three, other two have also started contributing revenue?
Well, not much really.
Not much really.
Much later, but yeah.
Okay. And one more clarification, sir. Can you throw some light on your Ranibaxy settlement, means the parent can be Ranibaxy settlement over Lipitor?
Well, I think we are not competent to throw any light.
Okay. And the last question, sir. What is the progress on Ankleshwar plant sales, sir?
We have already sold that plant. I don't remember when we sold.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a decade back we have sold that
plant. Oh, because your balance sheet was showing Ankleshwar plant.
That's of the housing of the Ankleshwar plant.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gandhi, for your questions.
Yeah.
As there are no more questions, I would now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Keval Handa. Mr. Handa?
Let me thank you all for coming here and participating in this conference call, and we have been religiously doing this conference call, and it's been very good, interactive, and we really value your contributions and the type of insights you bring into this exercise. So once again, thank you very much, and hopefully we will meet again the next quarter by the time I take your concern, and we will see how we really take the formal statement. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. We thank you for your participation and for using Tata Indicom's conference call service. You may please disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.